It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Now, the weird and wonderful world of video game development is nothing if not incredibly secretive, certainly more so than basically any other form of media production. Now, games can be developed in the shadows for literally years before finally being officially unveiled. I mean, take Grand Theft Auto 6, for instance. No matter that their existence is basically just a horribly kept secret. And so, with 2023 now cemented in the books as one of the greatest years for the medium ever, it's time to look forward to what the industry's working hard on for the future, whether due for 2024 or many, many years ahead. So let's have a chat about them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 unannounced video games that we all know are coming. Number 10, Resident Evil 1 Remake, again. Capcom's remakes of the second, third, and fourth Resident Evil games have been resounding commercial successes, and so fans have recently started to speculate whether the publisher would call it a day there or carry on remaking the rest of the franchise. And mere weeks ago, Capcom indeed confirmed that they've got other Resident Evil remakes in the works, though stopped short of confirming which titles would be prioritized. Now, given that Resident Evil 5 and Code Veronica are relatively divisive entries in the series, it seems likely that Capcom will next go back to the drawing board and remake the remake to the original Resident Evil. Yes, we all know it was remade back in 2002, which itself got a HD remaster treatment in 2015, but if recent times have proven anything, it's that it's never too soon for another remake. Plus, a second remake of the first Resident Evil would bring it into stylistic and aesthetic line with the RE Engine-based remakes of 2, 3, and 4. Now, this isn't to say that Resident Evil 5 and Code Veronica remakes won't happen, but equating modern audiences with a fine-tuned version of the iconic original makes a whole lot of sense, so it's likely very much happening. Number 9. Doom Year Zero. When the FTC challenged Microsoft's recent acquisition of Bethesda, a number of sensitive company documents ended up leaking online, including one from 2020 which revealed that a new Doom game entitled Doom Year Zero was in development. The document also stated that it was intended to release by the end of the financial year of 2023, which ends in April 2024. Though given that the schedule was created pre-pandemic, it's fair to say that Year Zero's release has likely slipped back a good while. No other concrete information is known about this game, though the title might well suggest that it's going to be a prequel to the 2016 reboot rather than a direct sequel to Doom Eternal. Now, it's hardly a surprise that Bethesda is working on a new Doom game given the success of the two prior ones, but it's neat to have confirmation all the same. Of course, the title and nature of the project could have changed significantly since 2020, but it's clear that something is being cooked. Number 8. Ghost of Tsushima 2. Samurai action game Ghost of Tsushima was a massive success for Sony, shifting 10 million units within 2 years of its release, in turn becoming one of their fastest-selling original games ever, enough so that Sony also commissioned a film adaptation. So it goes without saying then that Sucker Punch is likely already hard at work on a sequel, and in fact, that was totally confirmed by a recent job listing posted on the developer's website. They're seeking out both a senior combat designer and technical combat designer, who, and here's the smoking gun, must have played Ghost of Tsushima and understand its core gameplay systems. Now, it doesn't get much more concrete than that, right? Given that the first game came out almost 3.5 years ago, it absolutely makes sense that Sucker Punch would be filling their ranks to ramp up development on the sequel, even if the fact that they're still in the hiring phase also suggests that it likely won't be releasing for a good few years yet. Don't be shocked if Sony officially confirms the game's existence with a trailer in the next year, though. Number 7. Persona 6. Given the enormous popularity of the Persona franchise, and particularly the stratospheric success of Persona 5 and its enhanced re-release Persona 5 Royal, it's a near inevitability that a sixth entry into the franchise will be announced before long. As sure as the sun will rise tomorrow, it is happening. Publisher Atlus hasn't yet confirmed as such, beyond casually mentioning that the series would continue back in 2021, much to the chagrin of fans and especially a certain Persona 6 Countdown Twitter account, yet numerous industry insiders with reliable track records have claimed that they're internally targeting a 2025 release for Persona 6. Though Atlus apparently hasn't yet settled on whether they're actually going to announce the game in earnest, it's reasonable to assume that we'll get a formal unveiling sometime in 2024. It's also worth noting that during an investor call, Sega Sammy's president Haruki Atami recently implied that the next Persona game may have a multi-platform launch, bucking the trend of the games releasing as timed PlayStation exclusives. Given the series' growing popularity in recent years, though, that absolutely makes sense. Number 6. Final Fantasy IX Remake. Though Square Enix certainly has a lot on their plate at the moment with both the mainline Final Fantasy franchise, Final Fantasy VII Remake Project, and Kingdom Hearts 4, many fans are eager for them to also start remaking other beloved entries from their flagship RPG franchise. And in November 2021, an Nvidia leak suggested that they were already deep in development on a remake of Final Fantasy IX, as was later confirmed by reliable industry insider Jeff Grubb. Another leaker, going by the alias I Am A Hero 2, went into further detail, claiming that the remake isn't on the same scale as Final Fantasy VII's, but isn't also just a mere HD remaster. They also added that the combat system will be traditional turn-based rather than the real-time iteration that was introduced in the Final Fantasy VII remake. While it's reasonable to assume that Final Fantasy IX remake is a good while off yet, it's nice to know that it is definitely happening.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, Gears 6. Now, it's hardly a bold assertion that the Gears of War franchise will continue given its enduring success and popularity, but it's also worth noting that Xbox Game Studios has gone more than 4 years since the release of Gears 5 without confirming the next title's existence, which is a much longer period than ever before. Now, it'd be silly not to consider the impact of the pandemic on AAA games during that time, but even so, that's quite a lengthy gap without Gears 6 even being merely confirmed by those in charge. However, this past February, Jeff Grubb reported that the studio, The Coalition, had cancelled 2 unannounced projects in order to focus development on Gears 6, and in March, Eurogamer uncovered job listings at the studio suggesting that production was indeed ramping up. Other sources indicate that the game won't be released until 2026 though, so fans likely have a good old while to wait before they can get their mitts on it. Number 4, Dishonored 3. Another hugely exciting project revealed by the aforementioned FTC document leak is that Bethesda is indeed working on a third entry into the Dishonored franchise. It's an especially surprising revelation given that Dishonored 2 and its standalone expansion, Death of the Outsider, both sold poorly enough for the publisher to formally put the franchise on hiatus back in 2018. With that, fans likely assumed that Dishonored was put on ice indefinitely, and so to see a new sequel named among Bethesda's upcoming projects was a most pleasant surprise indeed. The leaked document cited an intended release window of the financial year of 2024, which again ends in April 2025. Now, given how much things have shifted around since the pandemic, it's reasonable to assume that this release has likely moved back at least a year or two. All the same, the mere knowledge that Dishonored as an IP hasn't just been abandoned and a new sequel is on the way is enough to keep fans happy for now. Number 3, Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag Remake. Perhaps no Assassin's Creed game has quite such a passionate fanbase as Black Flag, which ditched much of the series' increasingly moldy formula for a pirate-themed seafaring romp which appealed even to many who'd never actually even played an Assassin's Creed game before. Over a decade later, it's fondly remembered as one of the series' finest entries, if not the finest, and in recent months, Kotaku reported that Ubisoft was in early development stages of putting out a remake. The project is apparently years away from being completed, and it remains to be seen whether or not Ubisoft will update the game to fit the series' more expansive open-world RPG format in recent years. But given both the enduring love for Black Flag and how Ubisoft's new swashbuckling game Skull and Bones has suffered through such hellish development, it's easy to see why the studio is going back to the well and remaking one of the few Assassin's Creed titles with actual staying power. Number 2, The Last of Us Part 3. Though The Last of Us Part 2 could have very well marked the end of the franchise, many felt that it was merely a matter of time before Naughty Dog got to work on a third game, given the obvious audience appetite to see Ellie's story continued. Almost exactly a year ago, highly reliable leaker ViewerAnon tweeted that Neil Druckmann's next game would indeed be The Last of Us Part 3, and though no additional details were included, simply knowing that the game is definitely happening is enough to leave most fans thrilled. This certainly makes sense given Naughty Dog's recent cancellation of their Last of Us multiplayer game, where they noted that maintaining a live service title would have ultimately prevented them from continuing to work on the single-player projects that the studio is best known for. It's fair to assume that production on The Last of Us Part 3 will be ramping up with the cancellation of the multiplayer game, though you absolutely shouldn't expect a threequel to release anytime soon. I mean, you could be waiting up until 2027 or beyond at this point. And number 1, Ori 3. Given the critical and commercial successes of puzzle platformers Ori and the Blind Forest and Ori and the Will of the Wisps, it seems likely that a third entry into the franchise was just inevitable. Yet, with developer Moon Studios recently confirming that they've moved on to develop a new IP in action RPG No Rest for the Wicked, that seemingly leaves them unavailable to work on Ori again for the foreseeable future. But if the scuttlebutt can be believed, and it certainly can, a third Ori has also begun development under a different studio. According to Spanish leak Nash Weedle, who leaked the existence of Metroid Dread a year before it was announced, the game is indeed in the works at present. Given that there's literally no way that Moon Studios can be working on it whilst developing No Rest for the Wicked, it's clear that Microsoft has set it up with another, currently unannounced studio. Either way, I'm pretty excited. And there we go, my friends. Those were 10 unannounced video games that we know are coming. Hope you enjoyed that, and let me know what you thought about it down in the comment section below. As always, I've been Jules. You can go follow me over on X or Instagram, where it's at RetroJ, but the O is a zero, or you can swing by the FGS or Future Game Show YouTube channel, where I'm doing all of my gaming content going forward. It'd be great to see you over there. Hope you treat yourself well. Big love to you, you massive ledge, and go out there and smash it. I believe in you. As always, I've been Jules. You have been awesome. Never forget that, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.